Hello, welcome to the Skeptic Epileptic Podcast. Thank you for joining me. Before we begin, I just want to apologise for my previous podcast, which I appear to have said the loudest hello ever. So if anyone new listened to that one, would be like, what? So, yeah, I'll try and tone it down a little bit this time. What's been going on? Really, on my mind is like a lot of self-improvement, because I've been realizing over the past 12 months, mainly probably locked down a little bit, where I'm at, what do I want to do, where I want to be, sort of thing. And everything I've done up until now has been good, but there's always how can I make things better. Now, with summer being here, it's helped, because I think when I was at my last seizure a few months back, I was out of action for about a month, and a bit of a tough time in terms of, I think my head was all over the place in terms of like worried, and things weren't settling down a little bit. I think it's mainly my mentality a little bit, but I soon all settled down on things afterwards. But it got me realising, like, what can, is this routine going to work? Can it be changed? I mean, if I work, someone in the company I work for, they had moved, and they were doing a similar sort of thing to me, and they were saying they're so much better out there, and my instincts were, yeah, great. But it also kind of got me thinking, right, it kind of motivated me now, because I think, can I do better? I'm worth more of doing everything I can do in my position, and I'm mostly having seizures in the workplace, which can't go on forever, you know. It's, and this is what I mean. Also, I was like drinking coffee a couple of times with lots of sugar, and I realised actually, when I was in recovery in the last seizure, I realised actually that was probably not helping issues after reading a book or two and listening to some podcasts, and just cutting things out of my life a little bit. Now, when I say that, I mean, you can easily overindulge in crap food, you know, like eating lots of ice cream and snack on this and that. But it isn't actually all good for you, which I know you've already know. But I learned that it's not just your diet. Your diet can affect your brain and things like that too. So I'm no doctor. I'll just say look into your research in this one. But when you cut different things out, give it a bit of time for your body to adjust, and you might find some probably slight improvements potentially. Like I say, everyone's different, but once I had my seizure and a recovery time, I decided that that moment I'm going to cut out coffee completely. I'm recovering from the seizure anyway. It makes sense to go through caffeine withdrawal during the same time, because that's going to make you feel rubbish, so why not feel rubbish together? And a few months have gone, and my teeth are better for it, and I feel a bit more better in myself. But it's also other things as well. As I mean, I'm looking at my mindset as well, in terms of making sure I'm separating things from each other. So your work-life balance is important. You kind of think, well, if I do this work social media when I'm not working, am I actually going to benefit from this? Mostly the answer is no. So making sure your time is worth it. You are worth more. And what else? Excuse me. And when I think about, obviously, when I'm at home, can things be improved? Like, the house is long overdue for some decorating. Over the past 12 months, me and the wife together decorated the front room. That was looking all good. And then my biggest challenge was my garden I wanted to do. I managed to complete that with my dad a couple of weeks ago. Lots of weeds overgrown through the gravel, so I've had to rip up the gravel, rip up the membrane below it, and just put some fresh stuff there. And it was a big task. I mean, he did probably mostly the graft there, but because my leg was sore, but we managed to achieve it and clean up the garden at the same time. So I've got my own little haven really there too, so me and the kids can go out, obviously the wife, to go in there. I just can't wait for the weather to be a bit more better. So visual improvements definitely are a win. So I've helped myself there. We did the dining room too, almost the same time. Again, the visual looks more refreshing, lights coming in, and definitely worth it. You know, when you look at how it was before, it's a lot more cleaner now, and it's also motivation to do a bit more of the house. So by just cutting out watching TV and just concentrating on the one thing, going, right, this is what I want to do, this is how I want to do it, when it's my day off or 2 days off, I'm going to commit to this. And just being strict with it, go, right, I'm going to do this for the next 6 hours, and then pick up the kids when they come home, you know. And not get too engrossed with it. Admittedly, I can be a perfectionist, but I'm like, I know, I really want to finish this. But nothing's perfect. And that's one thing you got to accept. Nothing's perfect, but you can help yourself more. I've managed to get quite a few things done by changing my mindset as well. Now, the family gone out, because, again, my foot still needs to hurt. I could be doing work-related stuff. I could be doing some housework, but I listened to a podcast on this yesterday, and I was like, let's see if I've got time to do one. And it's just offloading some stuff, exciting or not, but sometimes you hear the odd word which kind of reminds you, actually, maybe you might be right. But I'm going to be watching a film shortly. I'm not quite sure which one I'm going to watch. But I'm going to get some comedy, you know, I need to make my time alone happy, have a bit of a chuckle. So yeah, I hope you're all looking after yourself. And I think one of the prompts was, I heard a podcast, Epileptic Rants. He hadn't done one for a while, and I think that kind of prompted me also separately, like, oh, I better do that. He's a really good podcaster, and I do sort of recommend probably checking him out. Any feedback, please feel free to email me. I know it's probably a bit old school, but I'm just trying to, with social media, I'm cutting back a little bit on that one. Because you can get sucked into the world of nothingness sometimes, and go from there. I hope you're well, stay safe, and my email address is theskepticepileptic.info@gmail.com, and peace.